we've really switched up our roles to more focusing on retaining customers, retaining cleaners, because we can't forget those guys. And we've done a lot of work to retain cleaners and to help cleaners. We're a platform that helps cleaners earn more money. They're self-employed. They're people that work part-time cleaning as it's kind of flexible around another job, or maybe to have their own private customers, or they're working mothers. But yeah, the key is they're self-employed, so they didn't have the option of being furloughed. So we've got 1,000, 500, 2,000 cleaners that have 80% less work. So we had to switch gears and try and help cleaners as best we could. So finding them alternative types of work. So we moved into hospital cleaning. We had cleaners working in the NHS. We had cleaners packing student flats. So university students that were staying in sort of halls of residence that returned to their countries when the COVID pandemic hit, kind of dropped everything and left. We had cleaners going into their apartments, packing their belongings and sending them back to them wherever they were in the world, and all different types of commercial cleaning. So we've basically been working hard to find extra work for cleaners so that they can continue earning. Yeah, we diverted our attention away from customer acquisition and really focused on retention. We did have some acquisition activity on, but basically we went through and looked at the CPA of every acquisition channel that we had and turned off the more expensive ones. If you've got cash runway for 6 months and you have a channel that pays back in 12, then you should probably turn that off. So we did that, and we also went within the campaigns themselves. So a lot of our customer acquisition comes from paid search, and within our paid search campaigns, there are some keywords that just have a much lower CPA than others. So somebody searching for cleaner and somebody searching for weekly cleaning service in London, those two keywords have a very different cost per acquisition. It's a case of going through the campaigns and turning off the keywords that had a long payback and focusing on the ones that were more economical, safeguard against any future downturn in business. Both those keywords would be economical in good times and maybe now, but we've got one eye on if we go into a second lockdown or when the furlough scheme ends, if there's a big economic hit, which I think is sure to happen, I guess, as redundancies start to kick in when the furlough scheme's not available, making sure that you've got a good handle on what the acquisition costs are of each channel and within those channels so that you can pull the levers as and when you need to.